And let's hear reaction to a new World Health Organization warning on processed meat. Two slices of bacon or ham a day, it says, could put you at higher risk of cancer. We ask reporter Lauren Freyer how that warning is playing out in Spain. There, the beloved local jamón is a staple at Christmas time.
Here in Madrid, there's a chain of bars called Museo de Jamón. They're not museums, they're just regular bars specializing in Spanish ham. But the name gives you an idea of the reverence with which Spaniards treat ham. There's even a popular song about eating ham at the Museo de Jamón. Jesús Engamo is a ham cutter. You can get a college degree in that here. Who's worked at the museo for 35 years. It's the ingredient we use most in Spain, he says. We can't live without it. His bar sells special ham backpacks for carrying a whole ham leg, hoof and all, around town at the holidays. Spanish airports have special luggage rules for them. Ham is the most popular family gift at Christmas. So when the WHO warning came out, Spaniards were aghast.
It's very false. It's the best of the world.
Asunción Claudios closes her eyes as she places a paper-thin slice of jamón on her tongue. It's gotta be a conspiracy, she says. I'm inclined to say Germany is behind this, she says. Sure, they have sausage there, but it's no jamón. Other countries are jealous. There is no evidence whatsoever that Germany or any pork-producing competitor has put the WHO up to this. The ham cutter behind the bar, Jesús Engamo, interrupts. I guess that if you eat lots of it, sure, you could get cancer, he says. Just like wine, if you drink too much. He glances at his customers, all holding glasses of wine and plates of ham, and he quickly adds, I think it's fictitious, though, of course. Spain's ham producers balk at their products being described as unhealthy, like other processed meat.
My first reaction, I can't believe it. We have a lot of studies that say the opposite.
Ricardo Mosteo is president of a local ham producers association.
The journalists start phoning me, what do you think? Okay, this is going to be a problem for us.
He predicts a marketing shift, with Spanish ham producers describing their products as organic, to be consumed in small quantities as a luxury item. Hola. On Madrid's Gran Vía, virtually every second bar is a jamonería, a ham bar. At the Maison de Jamón, the House of Ham, there's a pork leg with a Santa hat out front. Inside, Ángel Contera chops jamón serrano. Here, we're actually selling more ham since the WHO warning, he says. There's an urgency to enjoy it now. If jamón is bad for us, what will we live on? Then he sighs and puts down his knife. He's taking a break, going out for a smoke. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.